Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
All right, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and worldwide. I'm super excited every opportunity that I get to come to you to be a blessing to this community. Listen, you already know what time it is. I am super grateful and thankful to everyone who has been sharing, everyone who's been commenting, leaving reviews online, those who are calling and texting, talking about Productivity 360 and how it has been a blessing to you. Listen, you already know my mindset, my thought pattern and process, and my philosophy. Everything, somebody say it with me, everything in life is better when we are productive. Listen, today I want to talk to you on a topic that is near and dear to my heart. Now, every opportunity that I get to speak with you, share with you, labor with you, you know it's a pleasure. But when you hear me say that something is near and dear to my heart, I'm talking about five principles of productivity. I'm going to share five principles that I've governed my life by, and I want to share them with you as we come up on this first quarter of the year, because I believe it's going to help some of you get out of the rut that you may find yourself in. Some of you, it's going to propel you into that next level, atmosphere, stratosphere, whatever it is. Some of you, it's going to slap you in the face and say, it's time to produce at another level. And for some of you, you're going to be like, man, I've been operating in that principle from the beginning of this year because I've heard you talk about these things in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So today, I want to talk to you about five principles of productivity. Now, I'm going to break these things down to you because they are so important for you to not listen to me. I need you guys to hear me very clearly. It's not about being successful. It's about being significant. Success is something that many people, they put together and say, well, if I accomplish X, Y, or Z, then I will feel successful. But when we begin to talk about significance, folks, what are we saying? It's not about us. It's about other people. I'm going to say that again. It's not about us. It's about other people. Now, the one thing that I've learned over the three decades that I've been studying leadership is that leadership really is not about what you yourself accomplish. It's about the people that you've taught and what they are doing with the knowledge, the wisdom, the insight, the influence, right, that you have shown them over the years, or as they walk with you. You know, I love having these conversations with people when they begin to talk about mentorship and coaching and all of these things. But one thing I do know is you can't teach someone something that you haven't either learned or been through yourself. And many people always get caught up in actually having to go through the process themselves. Well, I have learned tons. I'm talking about decades worth of knowledge from other people's mistakes. Did I have to make those mistakes to learn from them? Absolutely not. So I'm not of that philosophy. I'm not of that thought pattern or that process that says I had to go through it in order to learn from it. So I want to teach you some things that literally is going to transform your mind. It's going to transform your life, because I truly believe that we are better when we learn. So if you can think better, then you can do better. And if you can do better, then you can live better. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I surely hope so. I want to dive into these five principles of productivity. And I think you're going to see right off the top how important these five principles of productivity are. Have you ever been in a situation where you wish that you would have done the right thing the first time? Well, this brings me to the first principle, the principle of taking action. Many people wish they would have done something after the time has already passed. Now, let me preface this for you. Time is the one thing that you don't have time to play with. Oh, it's a play on words. Time is the one thing that you don't have time to play with. Meaning you've got to maximize your time. You've got to take control of your actions, and you've got to own your actions. Your actions that you own, you have to own them even over the preface of fear. Because a lot of times people don't take action because of fear, because of doubt, because of unbelief. Well, the principle of taking action helps you to navigate this space. You cannot afford not to do some things. Many people say, how can you afford to do X? Or how could you afford to do Y? Or how could you afford to do Z? Well, I say to you that you cannot afford not to take action. You cannot afford not to be productive. You cannot afford not to learn from your mistakes. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Man, I surely hope so. And in your taking action, you've got to learn how to be engaging. Are you hearing me? See, it's one thing to take action, but it's a whole nother thing to be engaging. So I have some questions for you. What areas of your life do you need to be more engaging in? I want you to pause for the cause. I want you to think about that. I don't want you to glaze over this and say, oh, that's not for me. No, it's for you, me, and everyone who's under the sound of my voice, or will even be listening to the replay. Why? Because if you're not engaging in what you're doing and you're not taking action, whose fault is it? It's not anyone else's fault but your own. Why? Because you have the autonomy and the control over your actions. So I ask this question to you again. What areas of your life do you need to be more engaging in? What do you need to take action on? As you're even listening to this show, there's something that's popping up in your mind that says, you know what? I should have done that already. I've been procrastinating. Let me get on that. I tell you, pause, stop, think about it, write it down, put it in a voice memo or note, and then go get it done. Because the principle of taking action allows you to take control over opportunities. All right. So that's point number one, folks. Principle number one is the principle of taking action. Principle number two, many people are not going to like this because they're not people who get the job done. Many people are not going to like this principle because they're used to procrastinating. Many people are not going to like this principle because they're used to hesitation and stagnation. But the second principle is the principle of completion. That's right. I said it. It is important for you to have a mentality, a mindset, a culture, a surrounding that actually builds towards completion. How many of you, be honest with yourself, have started several things but have not completed anything? Well, as you're in this first quarter, listen, the way you start doesn't mean that that has to be the way that you finish. But as you build, as you learn, as you recognize, it is imperative for you not to stay the same. Perpetual growth, I'm going to say this real slow. Perpetual growth builds good character. Perpetual growth builds good character. And the principle of completion helps you to achieve your goals, your aspirations, and your dreams. They turn your dreams into what I like to call reality. And I want to live in a world of reality. So how do you do this? You develop a mindset for execution. Whatever you start, you put a date on it and when you want to finish it. Here's the question. What is my track record of completion? Now, listen, 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 Linda. You've got to be honest with yourself. I'm not asking you to go ask your spouse. I'm not asking you to go talk to your children about this. I'm not asking you to ask your neighbor or your employee. What I'm asking you to do is ask yourself this really pivotal question. What is my track record with completion? And whatever the answer is, each and every one of us have more that we can do. Every one of us can do better. I don't care who you are. I don't care how many zeros you have in your bank account. I don't care what kind of pedigree you come from. I don't care what side of the equator you live on, right? Every one of us can do better. So the question is, what is my track record when it comes to completion? I want you to write this down because you're going to remember this day. You're going to come back and say, man, I heard this kid on the radio talking about the principle of completion. And I don't know that I've really been good at completing things. So I challenge you to have the intestinal fortitude to look yourself in the mirror and say, I need to do better. And here's how I'm going to start doing it. All right, principle number three. This principle I love because it really, really helps you to see yourself, date yourself, and then fall in love with yourself all over again. How is that possible, Dr. V? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Have you ever been in a position where you decided that you needed more order and structure in your life? Yeah. Of course you have, right? Well, this principle helps you to do that. And it's called the principle of prioritization. Listen, you need to set up structure, a structure that will promote peace and tranquility in your life. When you establish order in your life, that helps you to set up a structure. It allows you to have peace and tranquility because you'll have prioritization in your life. Now, here's the real deal. The question that you want to ask yourself is, am I investing my time wisely or am I wasting my time? Because you only get 24 hours in a day, folks. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? You only get 24 hours in a day. And honestly, how well do you invest that 24 hours? Did you know that you only get 168 hours in a week? You can't plus or minus this, folks. You only get 168 hours in a week. So my question is, how are you investing your time? And if you don't have established order, if you don't work that principle of prioritization in your life, you're going to be in trouble, trouble. Are you hearing me? In a month, you have 672 hours, folks. Come on, somebody talk to me. I'm telling you something that I know is true. And in a year, you've got 8,064 hours. What are you going to do with your time? Are you going to waste it or are you going to invest it? And then how? Will you establish order? Will you establish priorities and principles that help you to become better? The question is, am I investing my time wisely or am I wasting it? All right, let's jump on to principle number four. Now, listen to me, folks. I really hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down. I hope that you're taking the time to put pen to paper and put your mind at ease by learning how you can better serve yourself. This principle here is near and dear to my heart because I've been teaching it for 20 years. And people are finally getting this principle when it comes to their life. Especially in the year of 2020, people have started to recognize how important this principle is. It's the principle of healthy relationships. The principle of healthy relationships shows you how to appreciate what's most important and who's most important in your life. I want that to settle in, so I'm going to say it again. The principle of healthy relationships helps you to appreciate what's most important and who's most important in your life. So when we begin to talk about the principle of healthy relationships, what I challenge everyone to do is, I'm so serious right now. I want you to lean in just a little bit. You've got to create what I call productive relationships in your life. You don't need anyone who's constantly in your ear talking negativity. You don't need a yes person in your corner. What you need are relationships that are true to your DNA, that are true to helping you to become a better person. Now, let me share this with you. It's called the principle of provocation. This is just something that I'm throwing in when it comes to relationships. I don't want you to mix up what I'm saying here. The principle of provocation is this. There are going to be people and things in your life that irritate you, but they're there for your good. They're there to provoke you to do better. I don't want you to mix this up with unproductive relationships, because there are people in your life that are meant to be there to show you and to remind you of who you are and then also who you are to become. So when I say create productive relationships, I'm talking about having people around you that may rub you the wrong way at times, but you know without a shadow of a doubt that they are there because they love you and they want to see the best for you. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Remember, the principle of healthy relationships is to appreciate what's most important and who is most important in your life. The question that I really want you to ponder on when it comes to this principle is, what impact do my relationships have? What impact do my relationships have? I really, really want you to rest on this one. I want you to go back and think about it. I want you to pull up a metric. I want you to see the evidence and the results when it comes to your relationships. Because relationships are a two-way street. They're a give and a take. They're not a take only. They're not, what's the word I'm looking for? Selfish. You have to learn how to evaluate your relationships. All right, let me jump on to number five, and then we'll do a quick recap, and I'm out because I'll see you next week. Check this out. The fifth principle of the five principles of productivity is the principle of cohesion. You have to learn how to bring harmony through creative solutions in your life. The best way for me to describe this is building synergy. Building synergy. Now, as I ask this question, I really want you to put yourself in this sentence. What impact am I making in the lives of those whom I say I care about? What impact am I making in the lives of those whom I say that I care about? Because if this question here is not answered, I'm sad to tell you that you don't have cohesion or synergy in your life. You want to be someone who is building people up and bringing people to a greater destination. All right, folks. So here we are. We're talking about the five principles of productivity. Number one, the principle of taking action. Number two, the principle of completion. Number three, the principle of prioritization. Number four, the principle of healthy relationships. And number five, the principle of cohesion. Folks, you know what I always say. I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, I want you to get out there and operate in the five principles of productivity. Why? Simply because it is possible. Why? Because you want to impact your surroundings. Why? Because you want to help people to become better. Why? Because you want to be better. Well, guys, I am super excited about where we are headed. I am super excited about what's next in life. I'm super excited to see you become a better version of you. And you know what? My bottom line is be productive or be replaced. If you haven't checked out Productivity 360, I want you to go to the Bashani Radio app. You can pull down the entire broadcast for years back. I am excited about what's next in your life. Now, the question is, what do you want next in your life? If you haven't written it down, then it doesn't exist. I want you to get away from this philosophy, the philosophy of intent. I want you to learn that action is the only way forward. Action, evidence, and results only come when you're willing to move forward. So intention, as I always say, don't mean a hill of beans to nobody, but every action that you have leaves a legacy and an impact to someone. Until next time, folks, I'm Dr. Vernet A. Joseph right here on Productivity 360. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you all.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.